This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chatty Podcast with me, T. The episode is about to get started in a minute. I'm just hopping in here whilst editing to say what the episode's about. And yeah, so today's episode, we chat about unemployment life, the employed life, and I give you some uni story times and talk about uni a bit, considering freshers has ended now, but we're at the start of people's uni careers. And then, yeah, a bit about how my friends would describe me. But I just wanted to pop in here and put a little disclaimer, not the disclaimer already, episode one, first 5 seconds. But yeah, I talk about employment, and I was like saying how it's sad that everyone's in jobs that they hate. And I was like, I don't understand why everyone's okay with being in a job that they hate, and obviously it's to pay the bills and pay, you know, support themselves. And I'm speaking from a very privileged position where I get help from my family and my boyfriend and everyone, so I can be unemployed for a bit and try and figure out what I want to do. But yeah, I just didn't want to come across as like ignorant to thinking obviously that's why people have jobs that they don't like together. But really what I'm just like trying to get at, which I don't think I got at, is that it's just sad that we've created a society where being miserable is the solution to supporting yourself sometimes. And I was just, yeah. So I hope that comes across and I haven't offended anyone already. So, mwah. Love you all. Enjoy the
episode. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the Chatty Podcast with me, T, for the very first time. This is so exciting. If you know me in real life, you will know that I have wanted to start this podcast for over a year now, and we've only just got it up and running. I wanted to start it in uni, but honestly, I was really kidding myself if I thought I had the mental capacity for this at the same time as final year, because it's just really not for the weak. It's not for the weak. So if you're going into your final year, good luck. You'll smash it, but like, good luck. You know, it's not easy. So if you're finding it hard, don't worry. So I've like got my little laptop here with some ideas of today's episode that I want to talk about, and they've just been random thoughts I've jotted down over the past couple of weeks. So I'm just gonna read off these random little prompts, if you will, and I think it will give you a pretty much a good idea of where my brain is. So, number one, graduate feelings. What the fuck am I supposed to do with my life? The fear of the 9-to-5 office job. Am I a bit different from everyone else? why is there such a huge culture shock when going to uni? I don't like to rot in my bed anymore. So that's where my head's at. Let's start there. I'm unemployed. Do you know what? I've started beginning to make being unemployed my whole personality. I talk about it all the time. I feel like I am the promoter for unemployment at the moment. It's been great. It's been lovely. I like planned my unemployment. It's like a, you know, it's not a, oh crap, I'm unemployed. We have planned the unemployment, but it still makes you feel like a bit of a loser. Sorry, but it does. Like, I feel like I need to justify why I'm unemployed. I need to be like, no, but it's part of the plan, you know? Like, the minute you stop becoming a student, you just become unemployed. And when you're a student, no one judges you. You're just a student. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just a student. Oh, cool. Like, blah, blah. The second you graduate, so what are you going to do with your life? I don't know, Susan. I don't know. Anyway, I do know. I know what I want to do. Getting there. I don't know. No, I do know. It's the podcast. Anyway, I want to be a presenter. So this is where we're starting off, guys. But yeah, also another thing about graduate feelings that I want to talk about is that you just are in this stage of your life where you've just graduated, you're fresh. Either your friends have jobs, or they don't have jobs and they're unemployed like you, or they're doing their panic masters. And so you're watching everyone go back to uni that are like freshers, or your friends that are in the year below, and you're just thinking, wow, I have FOMO. I do. And I feel like that, like, I feel like a right saddo. Like, why, what? Like, I'm literally clinging on to the good old days of uni, trying to live vicariously through my friends that are still there. But it's like, they were the best days ever. And you don't even realise when you're in it, because you just think, oh, like, cook, clean, like, look after yourself, blah, blah. You have to do that anyway as an adult. And then you think, oh, all the uni work. But yeah, but you get to live with all your pals. Like, I don't get texts from my friend Evie anymore at 2 a.m. saying, can you come over and fake tan my back? She lives hours away. Fuming. So yeah, but I have been loving. Let's go back to why I've been loving the unemployment. I've been running. I've been eating good food and looking after myself. I've been painting. I feel like I've really been looking after myself. I feel like the healthiest I've ever been. And I just feel like if I get a job, that stuff suffers. And I do want a job. I do. But like, I can't. Going to the fear of the 9-to-5 office job, that scares the living hell out of me. I had a 9-to-5 office job for my internship and I learned so much and it was great. It was like, you know, I'd met amazing people, but it really did teach me I can't do a 9-to-5 office job for the rest of my life. I can't do it. I'm not one of those people. I'm just not. I can't sit down at a laptop and do the same thing every single day. It's not for me. I would love to work in television production and like be here, there, everywhere, be busy. Like, I worked in two departments on my internship, and like one department was a bit more like problem solving, like email this person, get that from here, da da da. I loved that. However, the repetition of some things with the 9-to-5 office job is just not for me. It makes me feel like I'm going crazy. So absolutely not. It's terrifying. And then I've realized in this unemployment bubble that I have so much time for my passions, like my interests in life. Like, I am love art and painting and things like that. And because I'm number one, poor, because I'm unemployed, and number two, have loads of time on my hands, what does everyone get from gift? What does everyone get as a gift from me? A DIY. I think everyone's loving the DIYs personally. I've been painting my friend's wine bottles. I made my boyfriend a hoodie. I painted his friend a pair of Air Forces, and I love it. And then I think when you're in a 9-to-5 office job, all your creativity and all these things, they just go away and they get put in a box because they don't owe you money. How sad is that? So I'm hoping to have a job where like, I can actually use my interests and talents, you know? Like, I really want to work in television. That is, like, the dream of mine. And I personally think I'll really thrive in that sort of environment, like, fast-paced, chopping and changing all the time, blah, blah, blah. But I look at some of my friends who work in PR, sorry, guys, and I think, yeah, that's definitely not for me. So I suppose you just have to find the right job for you. But then this is another thing. So I'm fresh out of uni. I'm unemployed. I have a year's internship behind me and a first class degree. But when I'm applying for jobs that are entry level means you needed 2 years experience in that exact department previously. And to me, that just isn't entry level. Like, am I going insane? Like, have I just misinterpreted the description of entry level? Like, what? So that's where I am right now. We're trying to apply for jobs that are entry level and I don't meet the entry requirements. So I've literally emailed everyone I know who works in television. I've been like, I'm willing to do unpaid work experience. But like, why do I have to be willing to do unpaid work experience to enter an entry level job? Can someone explain that to me, please? This microphone reminds me of like ASMR when they're like this and they're like, or whatever they say. But yes, I'd like to thank my boyfriend for this setup too, because he bought me this lovely wire that connects my headphones to the microphone, because this is £40. This is basically an aux. Because I recorded some episodes, some like test episodes, and I just thought they sounded really crap, and like you could hear like muffly sounds if I'd move or like if I got really far away from the microphone or whatever. But I've got these headphones and I couldn't connect them to here until I bought this wire, and it was £40, and because I'm unemployed I didn't have £40, so he bought it for me, and he also gave me this microphone because he used to be a gamer. So he had the microphone, but not anymore. Anyway, thanks Jordan, love you. So yeah, now the podcast's up and running with the setup, so love that for me and for him. He likes to call me his investment because he really is funding our lifestyle at the moment, because I am in this limbo. I was a student, I was a broke student, now I'm just unemployed. See, like, odd, broke student, unemployed. It makes you seem so much better when you're a broke student rather than just unemployed. Like, it gives you a reason to be broke. Whereas now everyone's like, what are you doing? Get on it. Come on. Oh, and then everyone gets sucked into the rat race and everyone's like, yeah, money. Let's just do things that make us miserable all the time. Blah, 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 blah. Am I just being really unrealistic about life? Like, do you just have to be miserable to get
myself? This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Have money. I don't understand. Is it worth it? No. I don't think it is. Oh, it's just so sad. I just think there's so many people out there that are probably so creative and have so many other talents, but these talents don't earn the money, so they just get sucked into the rat race. Honestly, any feedback, any opinions on that would just, you know, either support me, don't support me, give me some insight, let me know. But like, my friends that work in PR, I'm sorry, I'm really hating on PR life at the moment, but my friends all work in PR and like they're sad. So Maybe it's just the bottom of the PR barrel. Maybe if you get up, it's fun. Maybe they just need to work up. But yeah. Anyway, my friends that work in PR. Like, also, you're working so much overtime for no money. For, like, they're not paying you to work overtime. And you don't like the job anyway. So really, like, what are you doing it for? To keep the job that you don't like? Something's not adding up here. Something's not adding up. Anyway. My bullet point. What the fuck am I supposed to do with my life? Well, this is what I think I'm supposed to do with my life. I think I was made a chatty being for a reason. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I want to do with my life. I want to chat to everyone and to people. And I want to know people's opinions on things. And I want people to know my opinions. Sorry, if you don't want to listen to them, just don't listen to them. That's your choice. But if you do want to listen to them, here we are. I've recently discovered that my family members have discovered my TikTok, and they said to me, it's just you chatting shit. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it is. My private story on my Snapchat has become a vlog, an everyday vlog. No one cares what I'm doing. No one cares, but I love to tell them. I love to send people voice notes. I just enjoy it, okay? I like to talk. In school, and Tiana's a very good student, but she talks too much. You know, apart from year 9, I was not a very good student in year 9. Year 9 is, if you survive year 9, like, well done. Like, year 9 is a whole new world. It's a war in there. It's like, I saw this TikTok and it was like, year 9. What was it? It was like, year 9 shapes who you are, but is the hardest thing in the world. Surviving year 9, seriously. Let's do we could do an episode just on year 9. Story times from year 9. Hell. My mum used to park outside the school to like drop me off. And I used to look at her in the eye and say, Mum, do you know what you're sending me into? It's war and hell and horror in there. Like, do you understand? And she'd be like, Taylor, you have to go to school. And I'd be like, Mum, it's horrendous in there. Like, you don't actually understand. And I'd be like, please, can we just go home? Like, can I just have a day off? And I used to bribe her and be like, think about it. We can have a lovely day together. We could go get a pizza. Blah, blah, blah. And describe this lovely day to her. And sometimes she did turn the car around and we did go and get pizza and have a nice mummy-daughter day. My mum's the best. Some people may not like that, but honestly, I did well in school, and that I needed that little mental health day off. Sometimes my friends and I wouldn't be in, and we'd be like, my friend Fran, hey, shout out to Fran, she was in my form, and we'd be like, she wouldn't be there, and I'd text her, are you having a mental health day off? She'd be like, yeah, I'd like, love that for you. Sometimes you need it. School is a lot. School prepares you for the 9 to 5. It's what, 9 to 3? It's earlier than that. It's like 8:30, 8 something. Before 9. And it's hell and horror, and you have to put up with all different sorts of people. And then they send you to uni, where you get to live your freest life and have so much fun and discover who you are. And then they're like, yep, go back in the box. So, love that for life. It's just, like, when I love something, I love to work hard at it. Like, I got a first in uni. I've danced since I was, like, 6. I coach dance. I've won loads of competitions of dance. When I love something, I will work so hard at it. If I can, like, even if I don't love it right now and I can see an end goal and I know that end goal is going to make me so happy, I'll do it, like, work. But when it just seems like, what am I doing this for? I just can't do it. My head says no. And I feel like lots of people are in jobs where they're just not fulfilling, they're not their life, they're not passionate about anything. I'm like, I don't want to do that. That brings me on to, am I just a bit different from everyone else? Because it seems like around me, everyone is fine. Everyone's fine with doing that, this shit and plodding along. Like, everyone's doing it. You look around, everyone's doing it. How many people are in a 9-to-5 office job? Literally millions. Like, is there something wrong with me that I just think, no. You know? Like, why? But I don't want a 9-to-5 office job. There are other jobs. I think that's what... There are other jobs. But it's just so many jobs are the 9-to-5 office job. Like, my sister's a hairdresser. I think she loves her job. Saskia, do you love your job? I think she does. And, you know, she is always doing something different. And she's, like, sort of in charge of her own hours a bit-ish. And that's not a 9-to-5 office job. But then again, I don't want to be a hairdresser. It's like, what? I want to work in television. That is what I want to do. I'm trying not to get sucked in to the rat race. I'm trying not to get sucked in and then doing something that I really don't want to do. Guys, this is the thoughts of a graduate. Welcome to the thoughts of an unemployed graduate. So, in the spirit of... Everyone's going back to uni. Everyone would have gone back to uni now. I think Freshers Week is ending. By the time you see this, it's definitely over. Let's talk about uni, because I would like to reminisce on the good old days. And uni is so fun. And for people who are just starting, I'm jealous of you. Your whole uni life is just going to be so good and amazing. And if you don't like uni right now, maybe you're at the wrong uni. You can always defer. You can always change unis. Because if you're hating it, you just might be at the wrong one. There's so many different ones for so many different people. I'm having a sip of my tea. Tea with tea. I considered calling this podcast like tea time or something like that. Tea time with tea. But I think the chatty podcast is a pretty good name. I'm pretty proud of it. Let me know what you think. And the logo. I love the logo too. Shout out to my cousin's husband, James, for making it for me, because it's stunning. But yeah, let's talk about uni, guys. So my bullet point on my laptop says the culture shock when going to uni. I feel like people do talk about this. I don't want to say no one talks about it, because I feel like they do, but I don't really think you realise until you go to uni. Like, so I'm from a state school, working class, background, and you know, I know there's posh people out there, I know there's people with more money than me out there, but I just don't think you realise how far away those people can seem. Like, I met some people in my first year of uni that just seemed like they had no idea. Like, just so out of touch. Like, no idea about the other side of the world. And that was really difficult for me, because I was like, I know you exist. And I'm sure you know I exist. But, like, I don't think you understand that, like, all your privileges. Like, I went to Loughborough. Shout out to Loughborough. I loved it so much. But yeah, I went to Loughborough, and I remember there's like this accommodation called Elvin, and I was in Falkirk, and Falkirk is literally the cheapest accommodation. It's like so cheap. It's like £3,000 for the year or something crazy. It's so, so cheap. I didn't really like it. If you ever want a uni halls review, I'll tell you. But look, I didn't even like my first year of comm, and I still loved uni so much. But yeah, so, but also I feel like I just had a bad experience with the people I lived with. Anyway, I met someone from Elvin, and Elvin was the most expensive accom, and it was like basically full of private school students. And I went there because one of my friends lived there, and I went to see her, and this boy came up to me. It was like a big social thing going on in the, like, I want to call it a courtyard, but it's not a courtyard. In like the outside bit. And he was like, oh, what kind of school did you go to? I have never been asked ever up until that point, what kind of school did you go to? Like, it's just not... Number one, I don't care. Number two, like, what? Like, why? Why? Like, and I was like, a state school. And he was like, oh.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Oh, and like look down on me. I was thinking, we're in the same uni. Like, your education can't have been that amazing if we've ended up in the same place. Anyway, he was like, oh, he was like, you know what school I went to. And I was like, I don't. Like, if it's a posh school, like, I don't know what school you went to. And he's like, no. This is my posh accent. And the thing is, I think I speak quite well. Well, my boyfriend thinks I speak really well. He thought I was a private school girl when he met me. But yeah, I was like, if it's a posh school, like, I don't know what school you went to. And he was like, no, you do. So I like run over to my friend who I've gone to visit. She's like in a group, just like next to me. And I'm like, what's a really posh boys school? And she goes, Eton. I was like, okay, cool. I go back. Did you go to Eton? Oh, yeah. Shut up. What do you mean? Shut up. Like, you really think you're that entitled that I'm going to know what school you went to? Like, you're not going to know about my random secondary school from Bushy. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. And I don't want to know about your school. And well, now I know. I'm like, God, you know, by the end of your uni years, you know about bloody Eton. Like, the Royal... got a bit close there. I got a bit passionate. Like, the Royals go there. But, like, shut up. That's your biggest achievement in life. We've ended up in the same place. Like... Anyways, that's what I mean about the culture shock. I mean the class divide. I saw this TikTok the other day of this girl who was like getting so pissed off because she's like was like the first one in her family to go to uni. I'm the first one in my immediate family to go to uni. Like my sisters didn't go or anything like that. So it's just me, little old me. And well, where was I going with that? Oh yeah, this girl, sorry. I 100% have undiagnosed ADHD. That would just, whatever, I'm functional. So, yes, the TikTok of this girl, and she was like the first one in her family to go to uni, and she was like clearly very pissed off when she went to uni because she realised that these people are just so entitled and they just have no idea about your life, like that your life could even be like that. And the thing is, it's not even like a... Like, fair enough if you don't know and you were just raised very differently and you were raised very privileged, but it's the ones that, like, don't care to know and, like, they don't really want to be friends with you. Like, they think that they're better than you or, like, I've met so many lovely people from private school. I actually have really good friends that went to private school. My Desi actually went to private school and she's just the best human ever. But, so I'm not talking down about people who went to private school, but there are some people... And unfortunately, they just ruin it for the rest of them who just make you... They just seem like such assholes. So that's like one big thing when going to uni that I realised was the culture shock. That was my culture shock. The culture divide. And yeah, I'm quite lucky that that was like my biggest culture shock. Like I'm half Jamaican and like some of my black friends had a whole other culture shock when coming to uni. Like I look white. I look very like... I've got straight hair, like light skin, like I can sort of fit in. But I'm sure there were more. There's, you know, endless culture shock. So just be ready for that for uni, because people really do live in their little bubbles from their little hometowns. And then so many people, like, uni's huge. Like, so many people come together and it's like, whoa, I've never met someone like you before. And that doesn't have to be a bad thing. That's so cool. Like, I've never met anyone like you before. Like, I would love, like, get to know me. Like, I want to get to know you. Like, I love learning about new people and hearing different people's perspectives, blah, blah, blah. But don't immediately think you're better or worse than someone else. Just because you have a different world that you live in. Like, you know, let's do this instead of this. You know? So that was a big thing, going to uni. The second thing, don't worry if you don't get along with your housemates. Don't worry. I went to uni in COVID, so that was actually a quite a worry. That was actually concerning because you weren't allowed to socialise with other households. You could just, like, you got, like, paired into two households. So if you didn't like those people in that household, you were screwed. But now you can chat to anyone. So if you just don't like your housemates, all you have to do is sleep there. You know, it doesn't matter. And I actually did get along with my housemates at the beginning. And then it just all went to shit by the end, and I ended up having to, like, be that person on Facebook, like, does anyone need an extra housemate in their second year house, because I don't have anywhere to live. That happened to me. So if you ever want a story time on that, let me know, because that was a whole thing in itself, and that, like, shaped my whole rest of my uni experience, really, because I didn't, like, have a settled group of friends. I have the best group of friends from uni ever. And I look back on my uni, whole uni experience, and think it was the best thing I ever did. So I loved it. So definitely no regrets. And see, like, even the bad, if you're having a bad experience at uni right now, you're in second year and it's, like, not going very well, like, it can still end up being an amazing experience. So just don't worry. Just trust the process. Just know that whatever's happening, you've got it. You can change the vibe and you can be happy no matter what. Okay. Even if you need to pop home every weekend, like, not gonna lie, in second year, I went home most weekends because I was sad. And it's fine. I went home, I cheered myself up, and I went back to uni. I had fun with my friends. The weekend came, I might have not been that happy anymore, I went back home. And if you've got a shit home life, maybe you find a group of friends and they become your little family and you stay at their house at uni. It's a big sleepover every day, if you want it to be. Anywho's, my next bullet point is I don't rot in bed anymore. I don't like to rot in bed anymore. This is a big thing because I used to be a professional rotter. I used to love lying in my bed all day or being in my pajamas all day. I'd get up, I'd have a bath, I'd put my pajamas back on. I'd chill in my bed all day. And, like, if that version of me was unemployed, I'd be hopeless and useless. And it really wouldn't be good for the unemployed image, you know? Like, I can say I'm unemployed now, but, like, at least I'm trying. At least I work out every day. You don't have to work out every day, by the way. I just enjoy it. At least I am proactively trying to do things with my life, and I'm not just lying in bed rotting away all day. And that is a massive thanks to, number one, my boyfriend. He's a PT, so, like, every day gym for him, and that's, like, a nice motivation for me. I enjoy that. And number two, well done for me, because it makes you feel like crap. Like, if I've got a headache, which I always have a headache, why is that a girl thing as well? I always see, like, on TikTok, everyone's like, oh yeah, my girlfriend always has a headache. Why do we always have a headache? Do we want to talk about that? Why do we all have headaches all the time? Do we just not eat enough? Do we not drink enough water? I drink lots of water now as well. And I eat. Anyway. Yeah, so if you're in this stage of life at the moment, the unemployment, try not to rot. Try not to be a rotter. I saw this TikTok of this girl. I love TikTok. Sorry. I used to be such a TikTok hater. And it's because of this reason. Because I knew I'd be sucked in. Deep in. And now I'm obsessed with it. So follow me on TikTok, tmarsh25, and follow this podcast on TikTok, The Chatty Podcast. And that's chatty spelled C-H-A-T-T-E-E, like my name, T. Anyway, I saw this TikTok of this girl that was like showing my mum what I've been doing all day when I told her I was applying for jobs, and she was playing a harmonica that she made like a holder for with a coat hanger and playing the keyboard. And I thought, that's so good. Like, you weren't applying for jobs, no, but look, you were doing things that make you happy and you're passionate about. Don't rot in bed. Find the things you're passionate about, do them, and then maybe they will help you go get a job that you'll love. And it's okay to have a rot day now and again, you know, but don't do it every day. It's not good for you. Stop. Listen to your wise aunt here. That's just not true. I'm just not wise. Moving on to that, that gives me on to how would my friends describe me. I asked my friends because I thought, I'm not really going to just do an intro get to know me episode because you'll get to know me along the way. But I did think, oh, I wonder how my friends see me. So I've got their answers here. And I think it's going to be really interesting. So also some of them have sent words that I don't know what they mean. So they'll need to be Googled. But I'm excited. Let's start. How would I describe myself? I think I'm loud, self-motivated, and I think I'm quite funny. Is that bad? I think I can be funny. I pick my moments. I was so worried about doing this podcast because I was like, oh my God, like, what if I'm not funny on my own? Like, what if I'm just can make people laugh when I'm with people? But when it's just me talking to me, is that really boring? Like, do I need a co-host? But then I want to be a presenter on my own and hold my own, so I don't want to have to be known as being in a duo. So let me know if you don't find me funny, don't let me know, please. I don't want to know. If you do find me funny, great. Don't hurt my feelings. Okay, so let's start off with my friend Fran. She was my first friend in secondary school. We sat next to each other in form. So I said to her, she loved this. She took loads of time and thought. I haven't really read it, but it took her ages to reply. And like, she always breaks in her responses. So I'm excited. Let's have another sip of the tea. I love a tea. And I love a herbal tea. It's not. English breakfast hits. Yeah, sometimes. But the real good shit is in the herbal. I'm telling you. Anyway. So, Fran, what does she say about me? She said, vivacious. Now, I think I know what that means, but let's Google it because I don't want to misunderstand her. Attractively lively and animated, typically used of a woman. Her vivacious and elegant mother. That's lovely. Lively and animated. I would say I'm quite animated and quite lively. My boyfriend thinks I'm very dramatic. It gets me in trouble when we argue because I like to over-exaggerate. And he's like, no, it wasn't that that deep. Like, it wasn't that extreme. That's not what happened. And I'm like, I know, but for the effect, it was. Like, I like to say, like, you always do this, when really he just does it now and again. Anyway, vivacious. I like that. I'm going to start using that in my vocabulary. Maybe we should do a word of the week here on the podcast. The next one she said was a free thinker. I love that. I hope I'm a free thinker. I think you can sort of get that from this episode where I don't want to just do the 9-to-5. The normal 9-to-5. I feel like I'm just not selling myself to future employees. So, hi, future employees. I'm actually a pleasure to work with. Delight. Welcome to my CV. I might just start putting my CV, like, at the bottom of these clips. Just in case anyone wants to employ me. Which I definitely don't after this podcast, but, you know. Anyway, a free thinker. The next one. Oh, and she said a free thinker. Not the religious meaning, though, lol. So thanks for that clarification, brother. And she said, devoted. That's nice. And she says, to like all aspects of life, like your friendships and your family and your creativity and just like everything. That's cute. I love that. I would say I'm very devoted. I'm very, like, a very fierce friend, I think. Like, when people upset my friends, I am fuming. And, like, I'm very loyal to my friends. So, yeah. And my boyfriend and my family are, like, everything to me. I'm actually really, really close to my family, and I have a huge family. I've got, like, 20 cousins or something like that. Huge, big family. My dad's one of six, and my mum's one of three, and my mum's identical twin. So my family is big, and I love it. I'm really close with all my cousins and all their kids and everyone, so that's fun. That was fun from Fran even said that was fun, so she enjoyed that. Now, who should we pick next? Jasmine. She's my other secondary school Bezzy, but she joined secondary school a bit later, but we were the mixed race gals in the class, so we were pals, and we couldn't, both of us figured out in school that we needed glasses and were blind, but she actually wears her glasses and I don't. Anyway, too much information, no one cares. She was quick. She said bubbly, honest and fun. Love that. I would say I'm bubbly. That sort of goes with the whole vivacious animated thing from Fran. We're seeing a trend. Fun. I like to think I'm fun. I like to go out a lot and I like to do fun things with my friends, and I like to have fun. I hope I'm fun. I hope I'm funny and fun. And honest. I would like to say I'm honest. Some people would say I'm a bit too honest. I'm that friend. Does this look good on me? No, it doesn't. I'm not going to be a bad friend. And so, like, if they've got patchy fake tan, girls, your fake tan is patchy. Your eyelashes are too big. They respond. I feel like they, you know, can reciprocate my honesty. And I hope they do, because if I'm wearing something ridiculous, I'd hope they'd tell me, you know? I trust their judgment sometimes. Not when it comes to boys, joking. That's just one friend, actually. But she's fine now. Her ex is gone. So we don't talk about that. She knows who she is as well. So that was Jasmine. We love that from Jasmine. Not Lottie. Lottie actually hasn't responded to me, but she's a working gal. She's a PR gal. She's got lots of hours of work to do. Love you. Anyway, so Evie said outrageous. That's a big answer. That is outrageous to call me outrageous, to be honest. I don't know. Maybe you guys will find out along this podcast journey what she means by that, but we'll see. Sexy. Thank you. Moving on. Some of them were so nice to me, and I was like, okay, thanks guys, but you're making me feel embarrassed. And she said hilarious. Not even funny, hilarious. I love that. I bet everyone listening to this is going to be like, you're really not that funny. Yeah, that's the haters. You're really not that funny. Can you just stop thinking that you are? That's what they're going to say. Not me preempting the haters. Hopefully everyone likes me. That's just never going to happen. Not everyone loves me in real life, let alone online. Anyway. What is the next one? Jasmine. Oh, my friend Georgia sent a voice note. So let's listen together.
Hola, mate. It's bloody hard to summarise you in three words, tell you that for free. But I would probably say spontaneous, gregarious, and beautiful. I know beautiful sounds really boring, but I was going to say special, but then that makes you sound like you're a goon. So I said beautiful because I think you're beautiful inside and out, of course. I've always said that about you. Beautiful to look at and a beautiful person with a beautiful heart. And spontaneous because you're always on site.
She's so everything. Cute.
Like, you're literally like, let's go. Let's run it up. Let's do this. Let's do that. If I suggest something, you're like, yep. Like that holiday, lol.
We'll have it. And then story time on that holiday. Gregarious
because you're very sociable. You love being with people and you're a bit cheeky. You're a bit of a cheeky one. You're quite forthcoming. Like, you'll say what you think, which I think is slay. Love you loads, though. Love describing you. Favourite. To describe.
That was cute from G. Love you, G. I think we're getting a trend here. What's the trend? Spontaneous fun. It's nice to know that my friends will think nice things about me. They could have said that you're an effing B word. That would have been interesting, wouldn't it? I thought this one would be interesting as well. My boyfriend sees me like a bit different to everyone else, I think. I think just naturally, you just have like your persona. Not that my friends see a persona of me, but you just have your friend version of yourself. And then I like live with my boyfriend, so he literally sees me all the time. He sees me in my good days, my bad days, my I don't want to talk to anyone days. He sees me right when I wake up in the morning. He sees me at all states of, so he really sees me. So what I thought would be interesting to see what he thinks about me. And he said, vibrant. How nice is that? Don't really know what that means, but love that. Vibrant. Thank you. I always think I'm vibrant. Thoughtful. That was nice of him. I think that goes with the devoted thing that Fran said. Lovely. Love that. Everyone's so nice. And big word here, everyone. Loquacious. Now, this is another Google I had to Google. Let's get the definition back up. So, loquacious. Ready? I actually love it. It should have been the name of this podcast. Anyway. Loquacious means tending to talk a great deal. Love that. Welcome to the chatty podcast with me, T, where everyone's loquacious. Word of the week, loquacious. Love it. Anyway, that's what he said about me. So that was nice from everyone. That was actually really nice. I thought they were actually going to be a bit more like mean. Not mean, but be like, she's too honest. She needs to keep her mouth shut. That's what I thought we were going to say. But no, everyone's really nice, which just gives me good vibes going on for the podcast. Hopefully you guys learn to like me, like my friends have somehow. And yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure with the first app. I'm going to try and put it on YouTube as well and TikTok. The TikTok is The Chatty Podcast. The YouTube, I'm making the YouTube account this week. And I've made the Instagram account. The Instagram account is The Chatty Podcast. So all info will be posted on there, really. And yeah, I can't wait for this little adventure of my life. And if you know anyone that works in TV production and needs an assistant, send them my way. Welcome. Hi. I actually love working hard. I'm just scared to get a job I hate. So hopefully I'm not unemployable now. Hopefully by doing this podcast, I'm not killing my chances of employability. I'm actually building, you know, but I just had to get those unemployment thoughts out there. I just had to. I know people relate to me. I know people that, you know, let me know what you want to hear from me, see from me, whether that be story times or whatever. I kind of am imagining this podcast just being like girly chats, life chats. I love a festival, like festival tips, life tips. Not that, I can give many life tips, but I can try. And yeah, just like little girl time. So if we're a boy, sorry. but yeah, love you all so much. And yeah, thank you. Bye.